Welcome to the College and Career Ready podcast, your go-to resource for all things related to preparing our students for success in their college and career journey. My name is Sonia Cacique, and I will be your host and guide on this exciting journey towards a bright future. Our mission is simple: to empower our parents and students by elevating their confidence and resourcefulness. We believe that you deserve all the tools and support necessary to open the doors to endless possibilities of success. And with our community, you don't have to do this alone. So come with me and let's get started. Welcome to the College and Career Ready podcast. I am so excited that you're here with me today because we are going to be talking about two essential skills that every college-bound student needs. Do you know what they are? Well, guess what? These two essential skills, everyone has access to them. But very few even think about this when they're thinking about college and career readiness. If you are thinking time management skills, study skills, critical thinking skills, goal setting, motivation, you're actually not wrong. All of those are very important. But the two that I'm going to be speaking to you about today are going to surprise you. We are going to dive into networking and communication skills. Whether you're a parent listener that wants to help equip your teen for success, or a student listener that wants to set up your own success, I am going to break it down for you by telling you what most are not speaking about openly and what I think is truly going to be a game changer. I'm going to start with networking. And to be quite honest, I couldn't tell you which should come first, right? The chicken or the egg? Because communication skills and networking go hand in hand. But for purposes of our conversation today, we will start with networking and then wrap up with the importance of communication skills. These are the superpowers that will set you apart in the exciting journey ahead. Okay, so let me give you some backstage story. Let me talk about the end goal, right? This is the College and Career Ready podcast. So our goal, or my goal, is to empower you and get you prepared for college and career. But when we are talking about college, most people just think about the college degree or their career. But let's talk about the end goal, right? The end goal for any listener of the College and Career Ready podcast is a college degree and or your career, also known as your job. Well, hopefully it's going to be one that you love and enjoy. So let me set the stage here for you. I have seen time and time again, educators, our friends, and even our parents talk about the importance of an education. Hey, listen, I am 100% in agreement. That's why you're in school for at least 12 years of your life. And during these years, what are we hearing? Get an education, get an education, get an education. And again, I agree 100%. But what we are missing is the part where we go from obtaining our certification or degree and looking for that first job opportunity. And what's going to be essential? The networking and our communication skills that we have gained over the years throughout our education. Let me take you back to my high school days. I was a bit lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I went from just wanting to complete a certification at a community college to now holding a master's degree in counseling. And if you would have asked me back in high school what my goal was, it was only to complete my certification and get a job. Now, I share this big picture with you because I could only have achieved what I have so far thanks to the network and my communication skills that I have built over the years. And looking back, if I would have started my networking much sooner, which is my goal for you, I might have even saved myself a lot of in-between headaches and definitely time. So, why should you start networking early? Think of it as planting seeds in a garden. The earlier you start, the sooner you'll see a beautiful harvest. Whether you're into science, arts, business, or anything else, Building connections can provide guidance, mentorship, and opportunities you might have not even knew existed. Especially with our world changing so quickly, you definitely want to tap into the professional world as quickly as possible so you can start hearing what is happening out in the real world. My goal for all of my students is not just to encourage you to start thinking about your college and career plans, but my goal is for you to build your network early on in the process for several reasons. So there are four main reasons. Experience. Through your network, you can gain paid and unpaid experience that's going to be very rewarding and fruitful for you in the long run. Number two, you can tap into career various options, also known as career exploration, and for free. Why not do this earlier rather than later? So many students wait for this opportunity until they're in college, which again, if you're in college already, by all means, yes, do so. The earlier you can do this, the earlier you can weed out those career options that are just not a good fit for you. Number three, bring clarity into your own career plan. As you start talking and networking with other professionals, you can start hearing about various career options that maybe you had thought of or not have thought of, and start bringing clarity into what it is that you really want and that you enjoy and like while doing. Number four, future job opportunities. This is the game changer. By creating your network early, you get to create a network that you can tap into right before graduating or soon after to find job opportunities. Can you apply online? Absolutely. But guess what? So will everyone else. So the network that you start building early on can be direct access to people already in the field who can help you land that next job. Because guess what? You will be graduating from college at some point and will be ready to look for a job. And if you are working on your network early in the process, you will be in a better position than the majority of recent graduates. But I get it. Talking to strangers can be awkward. That's why we're going to talk about how to make networking fun, easy, and most importantly, beneficial. So keep listening in because I've got some amazing tips and experiences to share. Now, for all of you listening, feeling a bit nervous about networking, I have some fantastic advice. It's not about impressing people. It's about connecting with people. It's about being interested. Be genuine, ask questions, and share your interests. When I interviewed Maria Burgos a couple of episodes on the topic on transferable skills, she was sharing with us how it's so important to be genuine. Authenticity goes a long way. I have spoken with many recent college graduates who navigated the networking scene during their university years, and they have shared how connections made in college influenced their career path. It is important to step out of your comfort zone while in high school and especially while in college. You can attend events, join clubs, and reach out to people you admire. You never know where these connections might lead you. No matter what grade you're in, start building your connections now. Share with others what interests you. I've talked about this many times. It's not about finding your career, especially during high school, but it's about exploring the career options out there for you. If you're not sure what career you plan to go into, share what interests you with others. You never know what that one connection can lead you to. But guess what? Networking can't happen without good communication skills. Remember your parents telling you about mannerism and correcting the way you'd say something and how to be respectful with speaking to others, how to be genuine in your conversations, how to listen, how to know when and where to speak? Well, there is a reason for that, my sweet friend. Communication skills are essential. And guess what? They're essential not just now, but forever and ever. So, let's start now. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you can't express yourself, it's like having a key without a lock. So how do you develop effective communication skills? it is important to have clarity and being able to articulate your thoughts. Practice makes perfect, whether it's public speaking, writing, or even just expressing your thoughts in class. The more you practice, the more confident you become. Strong communication skills were key in forming connections and making the most of opportunities in my own life. But guess what? It's not just important to learn how to talk, but also how to listen. It's a two-way street, my friend, and effective communication involves both expressing yourself and understanding others. To all my parent listeners out there, I have talked about this in so many previous episodes, how to listen better when you're trying to communicate with your teens, but now we're not just telling our parent listeners, but also our student listeners to practice listening. So this is the best part to all my listeners. You can practice this at home with your family, close friends, and teachers today. So no pressure, right? Practice this skill today, and then you will be ready for the next step, which is to practice your networking skills. Now, let's get practical. Here are three tips to start building your network today. Tip number one, attend school and community events. School clubs and organizations, guest speakers, career fairs, college fairs, these are all opportunities that you don't want to miss and that most schools and colleges offer. Tip number two, utilize social media. Okay, I'm not talking about communicating with your friends on social media. I'm talking about connecting with professionals and organizations on platforms like LinkedIn, for example. It's an excellent way to stay updated and build an online presence. As a matter of fact, our first episode of 2024 is going to be about this topic in particular. We will be talking about the benefits of LinkedIn for students. Tip number three, informational interviews. Reach out to professionals for casual conversations. People love to share their experiences, and it's a great way to build relationships. I work one-on-one with students throughout the country, teaching them these exact skills in my Discover You Self-Discovery to Success program. Whether you're in high school or in college, my signature framework helps you with self-discovery, career clarity, networking, and college planning all in one. I don't want you to be another college graduate without the job of your dreams. One of my clients has already tapped into his first professional network and has not even graduated from high school yet. So not only can he reach out to his network during college, but also once he graduates. And trust me, he will need to reach out to his network once he graduates and he wants to find that dream career. All right, so how can you get started today, my friend? Start practicing your communication skills at home. Yes, at home. Or with your immediate and closest family, friends, and educators. Start working on networking. Begin by exploring your interests and finding connections that can help you tap into various careers or opportunities so you can start building your network and community. If you're a parent listener, I recommend you listen to this episode with your teen or encourage him or her to listen to it and then start a conversation at home about it. If we are talking about college applications and college admissions but have not started a conversation about these two essential skills, then let's take a step back and start the conversation today. All right, future leaders, that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, networking is not about quantity, it's about quality. So go out there, be genuine, and start building your social superpower. And if you're interested in my Discover You Self-Discovery to Success coaching program, then reach out to me at info@collegecareerready.org. Again, that's info@collegecareerready.org. Or follow the link in our show notes. As always, I would love it if you can take a minute to rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, because that, my friend, is the best form of gratitude that I can receive for doing what I do. Until next time, my sweet friend, stay well, be present, and enjoy the journey. I'll talk to you next week. Hi, friend. Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you share it with a friend. Share it with them right now, or even better, tag me so I can personally thank you for helping us build our community. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. Let's keep in touch, and I'll talk to you soon. Adios.